Jeannie Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series, empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle. Today is December 8th, 2017.
It is.
Awesome. I'm joined by Craig. Hey, Craig.
How are you, Mike?
Yeah, Craig, Vice President of McKinney Flavelle. Welcome.
Yeah. And happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. And, you know, I just want to start out and say thank you. Because, Craig, you said, you know, every year or every week we talk about different sporting events that are coming up. And you said, you know, Mike, fly with it this week. So I'm just happy that you're letting me fly with it. And, you know, I don't know, man, this week was a crazy week. Oh. Australia beating England in that cricket tournament. I mean, you saw, you know, Josh Hazlewood had Joe Root caught behind by 67. It was amazing. 67.
So I didn't realize they could do that.
I know. I mean, here's the thing, though. Oh, you know, England always chokes
in the end.
And they lost by 120 runs, which was crazy. The other thing I'm really excited about this weekend, two things. The MLS Cup tomorrow afternoon, Toronto FC. Are you still with me?
I'm sorry. You lost me.
Toronto FC.
Soccer.
It's soccer. MLS Cup.
Okay.
Toronto FC.
Right,
rematch from last year against the Seattle Sounders. We're going to go with Toronto FC. Because we are Portland Timber and San Jose Earthquakes fans. I'm helping you out here, Craig. And
thank you.
Finally, the big game.
The big game.
The big game on Sunday.
Sunday.
It's not football.
It's not? What
is it? It's international football. It's Man City versus Man U. Top two teams in the Premier League.
I'll take Man U.
Okay. I'll take Man City.
Okay. What do we got going on?
You have no idea what the records are.
Absolutely none.
Man City has not lost a game this year.
That's why there's an upset.
Oh, God. Okay.
Man U. Ole, 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 ole.
Well, before we there lose
we
our audience, we
I
better
know.
Shift
we better
over
switch
to
switch to commodities.
Yeah,
come on.
I'm losing you. So,
you are.
But thank you for letting me do that. And, okay.
No worries.
So today, what I thought we'd talk about, Craig, is a couple things. Number one, let's talk about corn and soybeans, what's going on there, what's next for price direction, what's going to direct price from here.
Okay.
And then let's move on to cocoa. Last 30 days, about 300 points loss in the futures values. So let's talk about a little bit of what's driving that. But, you know, you take a look, corn's been flat, soybeans, a slight movement there. What is the next thing that's going to direct the market as we go into the new year?
You know, it's interesting. We had that conversation early in the week. We were looking at this corn bean spread between the these corn and no beans for next year. And we were around 2.6 to 1, which in the ratio, and that means it's November beans to December corn. Anytime that the bean price is 2.5 times the value of corn or higher, it tends to favor beans. And so if you go under, it's theoretically the farmer would say, hey, look, I can get a better return on corn than beans, so I'll plant more corn. So at 2.6 to 1, you would theoretically think, okay, well, that might allow us to look at this and say this spring, farmers are going to continue to plant a little more beans than they would otherwise. And if you look at it from a yield perspective, a lot of farmers are saying now I can get up to 100 bushel an acre beans at $10 a bushel. That's that's some good return on your land and your less inputs than corn. Corn's kind of that diva crop. It needs that anhydrous. It needs some potash. It needs to be tucked in at night and get sung a lullaby. Whereas soybeans is kind of that just rough and tumble type of weed that just needs a little sun and rain.
Okay.
I suspect, however, that at $3.85 a bushel, if you're going to get upwards of 200,000 or 200 acre bushel yield, corn farmers are still going to be enamored with corn. So if I had to hedge myself on this, I would say that you'll probably see a slight acreage shift to corn in the spring.
Okay.
Just a slight amount, maybe up about 200 to 400,000 acres. So not a whole lot.
Okay.
I think the acreage that we'll lose won't be to beans though. We're going to lose wheat acres.
Okay.
I think we're going to find that the Russians are going to start to increase the amount of wheat that they're producing.
Okay.
And I think they'll actually supplement the global requirements except maybe some of our traditional markets.
Okay, great. Well, and there's some international stuff happening too on the corn and soybean side that is pretty interesting. Why don't you cover that?
Yeah, I think the other element of the direction for commodities and specifically the grains markets was the weather in Argentina. We've had a little bit of a dry spell here in the first few months of their harvest, and so I suspect, or their planting season, excuse me. And so I suspect that a lot of people are a little nervous about whether or not we're going to end up with a drought in Argentina. There's a lot of talk about La Nina and how that might impact the weather patterns. In a discussion I had earlier this week, it was mentioned to us that the last time we saw a similar weather pattern and the temperatures in the oceans, both Pacific and Atlantic, that started in the pattern of a La Nina, we actually saw that colder temperature waters in the Pacific would actually draw upon and actually create some disturbances in the upper atmosphere and create a rain event. But it didn't occur until the latter part of January. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people out there are still speculating as to whether or not we might actually repeat that. And then we might see a break in this drought come mid-January. So both on corn and beans,
yep.
I would say hold your water.
Okay.
No pun intended. And not really be anxious about that drought. How'd you like that? Was that good?
I did like that.
All right. So I would say not to panic yet.
Okay.
Great. Hey, but you mentioned it earlier, Mike, cocoa.
Yeah.
I mean, $300 a ton. What does that mean? What kind of drop does that significant?
That's a pretty big drop. I mean, we've talked about the range. We were at the upper end of the range that we'd been trading. The market couldn't break it, and then it fell back almost 300 points in the last 30 days. A couple things that are happening. One thing I've known in covering cocoa for the last 15 years is
15
that
15 years.
Yeah, no. Don't call me old.
Okay.
But there's people that have covered it longer. Let's just put it that way.
All right.
Is that coming up with the numbers this time of year on the surplus and deficit, it's a constant change. I mean, we're just the Ivory Coast arrivals are good. They're not great, a little bit behind the previous year, but still pretty good. You know, the surplus ranges from 50,000 tons to 200,000 tons, depending on who you're talking about. So there's at this time of year, it's hard to pinpoint it. Probably in the middle is where we'll end up. We always talk about the funds.
Yep.
The funds have exercised their long positions. They're now more in a short position.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's a complete reversal then.
Yeah. I mean, they were long for quite a bit of time. Yeah. So so that's something to take in consideration. There was news this week that some local exporters didn't have the financing to pay the farmers in the Ivory Coast.
Ooh.
What that means is that CCC may be forced back in the market to sell another about 200,000 metric tons into the marketplace. So that could put some pressure on it. You know, we've talked about consumption, strong bean grind, as well as strong overall chocolate sales consumption. So balance all that out. I like futures at these levels. On the semi-finished side, we've seen powder flat for quite some time.
What would be a 10-12 natural price right now for cocoa powder?
You know, it really depends, obviously, on the size of the customer. But if you had to peg it, you're in the 90s to low ones, FOB, the factory.
So 90 cents to a buck a pound, roughly for 10-12 natural.
And as we talked about, butter has been strong.
Yeah.
And so the expectation is that to start coming down and pushing powder prices up. So we've seen good coverage into 18 and actually people talking about 19. So
wow. All right.
Not, so not a bad idea.
Kind of like sugar in that sense. There's a lot of coverage already on 18, and we've got a little bit of wavering on 19, if you will. There's been some hinting of doing 19, but nothing really substantial. I think you and I both would say on that marketplace, it's been pretty quiet commercially. I think suppliers are pretty, they have their belly full for 18, if you will.
Yep.
I think the expectation is come February at the sweetener users colloquium, we might see a little more scuttlebutt about 19.
Aren't you speaking?
You know, I am. I'm on a panel of all things.
Gosh, cool.
Oh boy. Yeah.
What are you going to talk about?
I think it's going to be exactly this. It's going to be a lot about what's going on with the interplay between U.S. and Mexico.
Cool.
And are the Mexicans going to be able to fulfill the quota that they've been handed? And we've talked about this in previous podcasts. We still don't know the answer to that. I think we've got a lot on our plate as far as an industry between NAFTA, Farm Bill, and now the labeling law. No. We've got a lot going on that I think the colloquium is going to be a fun opportunity for us to have a chance to talk with everybody face to face.
Sounds pretty sweet.
There's your pun. See, we're there.
It obviously is Friday.
It is.
Well, let's wrap this up, Craig. Yeah. Thank you. Always great insights. And boy, you know what's happening next week? We have our quarterly market webinar.
Hey, let's make sure we all tune into that. On
the 13th, Kevin and Nicole.
So, couldn't have a better pair of experts, in my opinion.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in that, December 13th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, join us and hear the latest insights.
All right.
Until next week. Yeah. Everybody have a great weekend.
Happy holidays, everyone. Cheers.
Enjoy the soccer games.
Oh, God, there it is.
That concludes this podcast episode. For more information, visit us on the web at bikini-favel.com. Also follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest industry news, updates, and intelligence.